You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guests are Thomas Tharp and Marissa Patton. Payton. I said it wrong. Sorry.
It's all right.
With Hibu Digital Online Marketing. Maybe, you know, you should come up with a different
an acronym
for that. Yeah. But there's no way to put that together. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, we were talking about digital marketing and optimization. One of the things that I hear a lot is this SEO.
Yes.
Tell us what that is.
Sure. It's search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
It is driving your website into the organic listings, so it's moving that website towards the first page.
Organic unpaid.
Sure, exactly. Right. Search engine marketing would be the paid pay-per-click advertising, so those areas at the top or the right of the screen. But search engine optimization does that on the back end and pushes those through
like,
the website.
It's kind of like your credit score. Mm-hmm. You know, your personal credit score. What we do is we go in and we perfect the credit score that your website has. That way it gets you to the top organically and make sure everything is A-OK there.
So you do that by making sure that there are certain words or phrases or what?
There's a lot that goes on in the back end of a program like that, writing articles, doing things that link back to your website. So in the search engine's eyes, Google's eyes specifically, it makes you very relevant, very prominent in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can be the most prominent business, you know, in the real world. But if, you know, if they don't see that in the search engines and don't relate that back to your website, then you're not going to see that, you know, that positioning.
There's all the way to social media, making sure that all that's linked up properly. There's so much with that optimizing, just making sure your listings on Google have pictures. I mean, links into your website, links out. There's a lot to do with that, but it's if you just kind of think about how much there's involved in your credit, you know, and if you went to go cleaning up your credit, what that looks like, there's a lot involved. So that's something that we do when you think of hiring somebody to clean up your credit. That's what we do, is we kind of clean that up and get it so it ranks well for your keywords in your geographical area that you want to show up for.
And you mentioned, you know, having pictures on there. Is that what you're talking about when you talk about online displays? Is that you have more things on there to keep people interested, keep them on your page longer? What? Tell me about that.
Sure. Online display is a little bit different. With the, you know, positioning on the search engines, that's a directional advertisement. You know, somebody has their hand on their wallet, they're looking for, you know, a heating and air company or something like that, and you're there where they're looking. Online display ads are ads that appear on websites across the web.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and when you think about it, a search engine is kind of like a phone directory. You know, you don't sit down with a phone directory and read it like a novel in there for, you know, a couple hours, you know, and that's what people in the search engine, well, maybe you do, Nancy, but we don't. But when you go to a search engine, you go to Google, you're looking for, you know, what you're trying to find, you're surfing, you find what you're looking for, and then you're off the search engine. And that's where these ads are. They're on the websites where people are at. They're on major websites across the web, you know, Facebook being a major website, you know, CNN, ESPN, WebMD, just
Weatherbug.
It always amazes me, and maybe you can tell me how this
works. I know what she's going to say.
Yes, so do I
know.
When I went searching for dog tags for my grand dog online, and then I went onto my Facebook page, and lo and behold,
guess what?
There's a dog tag ad right there, and I've never had that before.
Yeah, well, you know what? I see boots all the time. I see these vacations.
What are you searching online for?
I'm searching online for boots and vacations.
Somewhere she can wear boots on vacation.
They're targeting you, and so that's something that we do as well with our online display ads. Is that's actually contextually targeted, mm-hmm. as well as geographically targeted, okay. and socially targeted. So, you know, about 25% of the time, people are actually searching for something. That's when the SEM comes in. And then right. when they're surfing, the 75% of the time, mm-hmm. that's when we get those display ads in front of them. So those, I hope you bought those dog tags because they came after you.
I didn't buy the dog tags, but I bought something else.
Yeah.
So now you're going to get all kinds of advertising for that.
I yeah. know, right?
For about 14 days.
Yeah, that's yeah. retargeting. We keep, you know, that business information, mm-hmm. keep those ads in front of the customers for a couple weeks. So, you know, if you think about it, when somebody, you're driving traffic to your website and to have that information follow them around, people don't always – you know, make that move, you know, when they first see it, like, mm-hmm. oh, okay. And then they go back to work or do whatever they need to do. Yep. And then they log on later on, like, oh yeah, you know,
they're on Facebook.
I wanted to grab that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. so it keeps mm-hmm. that information in front of them. And as part of that program as well, there are location-based ads as well. So somebody gets into the area, if they have their location on their phone turned on, then your ads are going to start coming up in front of those people in those areas as well.
Makes it really nice, you know, for like Nashville, mm-hmm. you know, right. for restaurants and things.
Absolutely.
You know,
when, mm-hmm.
right now people are down there touristing, sure. walking around with their cell phones. I'm seeing a lot of clicks coming off the location-based ads there where they're mm-hmm. seeing, mm-hmm. you know, to go rent a bike and, you know, they're right. looking for things to do. So that's what we're targeting, you know, for that area. So mm-hmm. it works really well for that.
Have you ever walked into a store before and you get a ding on you've got an email for the coupon in there because
yeah.
you've walked in the store?
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet for me, but it did happen to one of my coworkers, and he was, like, freaked out because he was, like, standing in front of the light bulbs when it actually the light bulb coupon came up, and he was like, oh,
wow.
Yes. They're watching me.
It kind of freaked him out a little bit.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It was.
You never know.
It was. Thankfully, I guess I don't pay attention to my phone when I'm in Target.
You'll do it at Macy's, too.
Maybe you should from now on. You might have a coupon.
I know, yes. right?
Yes.
One more product you have that I want to make sure we talk about is this Wave product. So tell me about that.
Sure. That's that actually comes with our website package mm-hmm. As part of buying a website with us. But it is a standalone product as well. So as part of our website package, we claim all your listings across the web. So with your search engines, the business listings across the web, and then if maybe you are in love with the website you have, but it's just not optimized on the back end, you know, say you have a graphic artist that made your website and you know, didn't do so much with the back end of the website, we can do a standalone program and claim those listings. I actually had a meeting with a business that has been in Bloomington for 35 years and a major business, and they had less than half of their listings on the web claimed. So they're either their listings were incorrect or they weren't showing up on a lot of business listings across the web. And, you know, and the way it used to be, and you know, if you didn't have your phone number in the phone book or if it wasn't correct, you know, that would really hurt a business. And in the web's the same way.
Yeah. So think if 50% of the time that people were looking for you, they weren't finding the information correctly mm-hmm. or if
right.
it was incorrect 50% of the time, that could really, really damage a mm-hmm. business. So making sure that everything is correct online across the board is important. So that's what the Wave yeah. does, you know, from Foursquare to Ask.com to Google, mm-hmm. no matter where.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we've got a lot of road covered here, but there's
yes.
a lot more to cover.
there's a lot.
Unfortunately, we do not have a lot more minutes to cover.
Nope.
We're almost out of time, but I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you if they want to optimize their website mm-hmm. and or have it redone or build one.
Mm-hmm.
So how can they call you guys or talk to you guys?
Contact me at 812-272-9464.
Or Marissa, my number is 812-703-3393.
You can always log on to hibu.com.
Which is okay. hibu.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And or find us on Facebook as well. We're both on Facebook for
awesome.
The local areas. That's what, you know, is great is we can come out and actually show you how we can help, mm-hmm. and it doesn't cost you a penny.
Yep.
Great. Perfect.
Awesome.
We live in the area, so
yeah.
we're right here.
You're
yeah.
local people. We
yep.
like that.
Awesome.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and at the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.